Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. This is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are on Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio, and we're glad to have all you folks with us tonight. And by us, I mean myself and my co-host, Melissa Berman. And before I say anything about myself, I want you folks to, Melissa to introduce yourself to you folks. Let me get you on here, Melissa. Hold on, my dear. The board's slow tonight. Are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Gary. Hi, everybody.
Happy
equinox. Happy autumnal equinox. It's like the first day of fall tonight.
Oh, it is. Hey, we're ready for it. Ready for it, you know.
Yay. I think that's true. And then Pluto went direct today. Yay. That's going to help a lot. Girls and boys, we have been going through it, so I hope everybody's doing okay. How are you, Mr. Gear?
Oh, compared to 5 minutes of CNN, I'm doing great, you know. I'm always great. Just watching the news makes me realize how palatable my life is.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, the news makes it even, I mean, you know, that's for ratings, so.
I know. It's just everybody's honking their horn and tooting their thing, and meanwhile, I'm trying to live with peace and love and harmony.
There it is. That's it.
How are you doing, girl? Tell us about yourself.
Oh, wow. I'm doing okay. It's been so hot in L.A. Now it's finally kind of trying to find its new. It's like, yes, it's autumn now. You can be a little cooler. How hot does it get in? What's your hottest day in the summer where you are? Because you're in Austin, Texas. Like, how hot does it get?
2 years ago, we had, 90 or 100 days over 100. One of the hottest summers on record. This year was very pleasant. We only had about 6 or 7 or 8 days or something like that. I'm not exactly sure, but it was certainly more tolerable. But, yeah, it's pretty hot in Austin in the summers. This was a nice break, and we deserved it.
Yeah. I mean, we had some places that was 104, 105, 114. It's like, really, what? And people say, well, you're in the desert. But still in all, we do have trees. Let's go, you know? I'm serious, whatever.
Go to the complaint department.
Exactly. You know, it's just like we just want rain. It should sizzled. I call it like a little sprinkling the other day. It was real overcast, and I thought, yay, it's going to rain. It's just like it was almost like the clouds had sneezed all over everybody's windshield. That was it. But even that was just like so beautiful. But I'm here tonight with my friend Gary Wimmer, and I love that voiceover that your beloved did. That is just so beautiful. The intro for Psychics Gone Wild.
Yeah, she's got a good voice. She does.
It was so sincere and beautifully written. It's nice.
Yeah, she actually edited the words, too. She's a good writer and
good
editor. So she put in the some of the nice, tasty little lines there that were very good.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I said my compliments to her, and she does have a beautiful voice.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes us feel so warm when you hear it. It's just like, oh, yeah.
Well, good, girl.
Yeah,
good.
Honey.
We have a lot of callers in tonight, it looks like, and we're trying to get to all you folks.
Yes, and again, our disclaimer is if you've had readings with us the past few weeks or month, let's let everybody else have a nice chance because, you know, we love you, but don't misuse the oracle. Let other people come through and have a question, and make sure you have a question ready that you really want answered, everybody, so that we can give you the best reading possible because we have limited time. Just saying, pinkies up.
There you go, because truly, and You, Melissa, will be my my just detector on that because you know more of who calls in too much. So if you folks have called in a whole lot, just let us pass you and get one of these other fresh folks that hadn't called in much. I'm going to say a real quick word about what I do, and then we're going to take some callers, Melissa.
That sounds good, Mr. Gare.
All right, girl. Well, I'm getting interested in psychic. I started getting interested in psychic ability way back in the 60s, believe it or not, in Texas. And in the late 70s, early 70s, I started doing readings. In 1977, I had a near-death experience that really was mind-boggling. I wrote a book about it. As I mentioned to you folks before, it's called A Second in Eternity. A Second in Eternity. You can find it on Amazon and Kindle. It's quite an interesting story. And I became friends with PMH Atwater, who actually has done the most research on near-death experiences, and Dr. Evan Alexander, who wrote Proof of Heaven. And I reference both those people in my book. Try it out, A Second in Eternity. In 1980, I met a lady who gave readings with a method called lithomancy. It's a fascinating method. It involved 16 stones, 10 planet stones, sun through Pluto, and then 6 stones called personal stones based on personal aspects of like, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And so when I do readings tonight, I've got two ways to go. One is ask a specific question. And what I do, I can either take a specific question or I can tell you in general what I see over the next couple months using lithomancy, because I charge these stones up in my hand, and when they get nice and warm, I have the caller say drop. I drop them for the caller, and I read them like a clock around for 12 weeks. And I don't really need any questions if you want a 3-month lithomancy reading. Having said that, Melissa and I are going to go to work. You ready, my dear?
And I will say that I do channeling and psychometry, and I prepare a special meditation before I come on air or before I read for clients, that because you've given me or Gary and myself permission to read for you, so we have a special connection and protective light and truth and love and all of the good stuff, and your guides will be basically meeting with my guides, and the messages will come through me, so don't shoot me, I'm just the messenger. And then, you know, and it's like I'm seeing things and hearing things and sensing things and all of that stuff, and then I'll write your name down in little things that you tell me, which will be my interpreting your psychometric way. But psychometry is sort of an alchemical process where if you were in the room with me, I could use your keys or a piece of jewelry or a pen, something that has metal that makes the connection even stronger. But I can do it with just writing your name down or if I have your handwriting. It just depends. You know, for private readings, it's different. But, you know, this is the same. It's just when you're one-on-one with a client, you know, they have more stuff that you can garner from them. But we're going to have a good time, as we always do. And Gary, this our last week is next week. It went by pretty fast. 5 Mondays, honey.
Actually,
because I worked with you. I know.
It's always
a pleasure. I thank you for bringing me on board for this time. I hope we get to work together again sometime.
Oh, me too. I think we're going to continually, don't you, in the future, or do you know?
I don't know, because my schedule is changing, so I have to talk to Mr. Jethro. Yes, and if you guys want to get a hold of us, get a hold of us through Psychics Gone Wild or Gary. What's your email that people can get you?
Well, they can email me. Probably the easiest one to remember is gw@garywimmer.com. GARYWIMMER.com. Just gw@garywimmer.com, and you can go to garywimmer.com. My homepage. It's a dated website. I need to update it. But you can click on my lithomancy psychic link. I'm also an actor, a writer, and a musician. And you can see what I do psychically. So you can
find
out.
And for me, you can just, for me, it's mabermanarts@gmail.com. mabermanarts, A-R-T-S, @gmail.com. And, you know, when we're off air, the readings are charged for everybody. We do this as a gift, and we're so grateful to do it with you. But if you email me or Gary, if you call me, I get called. I have a couple questions, and it's like I can't answer your questions without booking a session. So same with emails. You know, don't email me just to have conversation, but I appreciate that. But emails just for being able to book, start the ball rolling with booking in a session.
Amen. Amen. Well, just Amen. To give you folks an idea, here's the first couple area codes we're going through. And again, you are listening to Psychics Gone Wild, so Melissa and I break out either or in mad, zany fits of laughter. It's because we appreciate life. And we are part of Psychics Gone Wild.
We've gone so wild.
There you go. By the way, Melissa's a great singer, too. So, area codes we're going through, we're going to give you the first couple here. 347-828-424-8138. And we got a couple more here. We'll probably get to all you folks, so stay with us. Don't call back. You'll go to the end of the line. And having said that, we're going to move on to area code 347. Are you with us, 347?
Yeah, yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. What's your name, my dear?
Jasmine.
Jasmine?
Yeah.
Okay. Jasmine, why don't you meet Melissa?
Hello, Jasmine, the flower, the earth flower. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Okay. How can we help you this evening, Jasmine? Or Jasmine, we can say, or Yasmin.
Jasmine is fine.
Okay.
I wanted to know if somebody's been weighing heavy from my past on my mind because it kind of ended abruptly, but there was a strong connection. I wanted to know if she was okay, or was she up to just anything in particular.
Okay, because you broke up. I don't know if you're on a speaker or whatever. Somebody that you've known online that you, is that what you were saying?
Had like a strong connection with, it kind of ended abruptly, but I wanted to know if this person was okay. They've been weighing heavy on my mind lately.
Oh, okay. This is somebody that you, like a friend online. Yeah, it seems like this person's just kind of busy and is a little flighty, unfortunately. This is someone who's like, it's great to be online, and it's like, it strokes the ego. And your connection is definitely feels like it has a little karmic edge to it. So don't you fret. You've done everything right. Don't chase this energy. Don't chase after it, is what your guides are sharing. When you chase after it, it makes you crazy. It's almost like crazy making, and that's the last thing that you want in any kind of a relationship. You don't want to have your peace disrupted. So just kind of let it rest. You've done nothing wrong. This is just how this person seems to be. It's almost like an ego stroking as opposed to, not knowing. It's not so much a deliberate, it's like a bad habit almost, and not really knowing how to be in a relationship, so it's easier to have that mask on by being that way. So you don't do anything. You just pray for your own inner peace and move on. Meet somebody in person because you deserve better than that. I'm going to throw it to Gary and see what Gary...
I didn't say online. I said been weighing heavy on my mind.
Oh. I thought you said you met online.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, okay. But I guess the same guidance applies.
Right, it does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So don't, online or on your mind, if you have to go be weighed heavy, that's not a happy place. But whatever that guidance was, that's what your guides wanted you to know.
Okay.
Gary, do you have anything you want to add for Jasmine?
Yeah, I was kind of feeling the same thing you did. And what I'm feeling, Jasmine, is that you're, like you need to shift your attention elsewhere. There's more creative and positive things you could be doing with more creative and positive people. I feel like there's some sort of mystery here that you're just not going to get to the bottom too quickly or easily. So don't worry about it. Kind of let this person get a hold of you when it's appropriate. That's the kind of thing I feel. But you don't want to stress yourself out over things you... don't know that much about. So kind of put yourself at peace right now. It's the first thing I feel like is very helpful to you. And that sets you up to be able to intuitively, if not over the phone or elsewhere, get some more information. So quit worrying first, kind of what Melissa was saying. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yes, it resonates.
Awesome.
Okay, well, we hope that helped you, my dear Jasmine.
Thank you.
You too,
You're
my
so
dear.
Welcome. Be good to yourself, Miss Jasmine.
And all you folks, I just cut her off. I'm sure she said thank you because she was a sweetheart. All you folks, when we do a reading for you, remember you can always go back and listen online or download the whole hour session, probably about 20, 30 minutes after this show. So come back to this same website, download the recording, or listen to it yourself. And you can hear it again. 828, are you there?
I am. Hi, Gary. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
My name is Debbie.
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Well, Debbie, why don't you let Miss Melissa throw some of her magic on you?
Yeah. Go on, Debbie. What's up, girl?
Well, my question is, I need some intuitive guidance as to what's going to happen with my relationship now.
Okay. Do you want to give me the initial of the person?
S.
S as in Sam or F as in Frank?
S as in Sean.
S as in Sean. Okay. Okay. Ugh. Yeah, you know, babysitting is one thing and being in a romantic relationship is another. And when you find that you're becoming the shoulder to lean on, but you're not getting everything that you need listened to or heard, and it's not deliberate because somebody's busy or it's, I'll talk to you later, you got to kind of reassess exactly what you want. There's not dark energy here. It just doesn't feel like it's fruitful, like it's fulfilling the needs that you have. Not that you're needy. You're not needy. And it feels like there are times when you've been just so upfront and forthright and it didn't matter. And so you kind of...
Yeah, that's exactly what we're going through now. And I stopped talking to him a week ago. Mm-hmm. I guess my question is, are we going to get back together? Are we going to be able to heal this and get back to the amazing once-in-a-lifetime relationship we had?
Well, it wasn't so amazing once-in-a-lifetime relationship if you can't communicate and be on the same page. So it doesn't feel like it's once to get there. And it doesn't feel like you, if you soul-search a little bit, it doesn't feel like you really want that. Even though you think you do, you have to kind of really soul search. There are times when he believes that he's never wrong. There are times when, you know, you've done more of the work. And so, it's good to be playful. But at the end of the day, you want a grown-up for a partner. And I'm going to throw it now to Gary because I feel like he has some very wise male advice because he is really good at the male thing. Go on, Gary.
Well, I grew up with six brothers, and most of my clients are women, and you women are very complex, as I always say. Sometimes you have to remember we're just a little simpler, and we're a little more, I guess not kind as kind and gentle and soft as women tend to be. We can be kind of oblivious and a little bit crude sometimes in the way we deal with the life and relationships. I mean, hell, look, we're fighting all each other all over the world. Men have a lot of good energy, but we also certainly have our shortcomings, and you women know some of them. So just accept us for the fact that we do have shortcomings, really, and don't drive yourself crazy. Now, having said that, my dear, if you want me to tell you what I see over the next couple months, including this situation, I'd be glad to do that. You interested in that?
I would be blessed to hear that.
Okay,
in fact,
my dear.
Actually, I was going to ask that in the beginning, but that would be two questions. So
that's cool. You don't have to ask
any
questions.
No, we're a
team
here. We like jam. We're like psychic musicians.
That's right.
We're jamming here.
That's right. And we both are musicians, actually. So we do mean that when we jam. We jam in real life. Jam psychically. But my dear Deb, all you have to do, when it's appropriate, is just say drop, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
And when you say drop, I'll drop these stones. I'll tell you what I see.
Oh. Drop.
There you go. Well, you're sort of starting a lucky cycle because you've been through a bunch of changes and a bunch of, difficulty,
massive
loads.
Changes.
A lot of changes.
Everything changed.
And a lot of load that has brought, a lot of stress. But it feels like you've kind of got a fair amount of that behind you. And now you're about ready to benefit off these changes that you've been through and see how to put them to use. And not only in your personal life and learning a lot about luck, how to reform fresh patterns of luck, but how to turn this feeling of... it's almost like turning your life on again. You feel like you haven't been as inspired and empowered and happy and as determined as as you'd like to be. And I think as you go through these next couple weeks, that's coming back into play. Because by the third and fourth week here, not only are you making real good decisions about relationships, but by the just how you feel about your balance, your femininity, that sort of thing. But by the fourth week here, because of your energy, your actions, your decisions, and probably the relationships you've had with men, you're starting to really see like a fresh way you're going to present yourself in romantic things, and in the way you heal, in the way you let go, in the way you see love, and even in the way you pursue fresh dreams in the future. So consider a lot of this is what you've been through as an education because of all the changes, and you get to repackage yourself and your life now in a way that's probably more suitable for you. And not only is that going to help you from the 7th and 8th and 9th week culminating a lot of power, it's really going to bring a lot of closure on past issues of love, issues about your environment, your place, and your emotions. So at the end of this 3-month period, rather than feeling all this is just confusion and a lot of complications, you're going to actually come out a lot more ahead than you think, because you're going to use this first week or two to start seeing where you're really fortunate and lucky and how you can lighten up on yourself and learn from these experiences and blaze a new path, so to speak. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're spot on.
Well,
and
glad
your guys
the shoe
are,
fits.
Yeah, your
Go
guides
ahead.
Are screaming, stop worrying. You're screaming in my ear. Tell her, stop worrying. So that can be like a little mantra for you, too.
That's why I feel you're in a lucky cycle. You're starting a lucky cycle, girl. Believe it and let it prove itself to you even more so. Does that make sense to you?
It does, and you just validated what I've
Good.
Been feeling. And yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You've got the Wimmer Berman team on your side, girl.
Yay.
So I just need to focus on my healing and stop worrying about losing the man that
I
was.
Amen.
Yeah, all right.
We all need to quit worrying and start looking at the moment we have before us in the future. And, you know, sometimes I hate to say this, but especially ladies, because y'all get wound up emotionally, very complex. It's not a judgment.
No, we don't. Who said that we did? Not us. We never get upset. Are you kidding yet?
Right. You do.
Yeah, that wasn't on at all.
I grew up with a bunch of guys. We just, you know, we just kind of go over stuff. You ladies are very complex, thank God, because you have to be complex. You breed, you know, you have to make better choices. But don't tie yourself up over the past or over a man or over things you don't have effect over. And you do have effect over your happiness and your luck and your amount you can grow and evolve. So think in those terms, Debbie. That help you, girl?
It does, Gary. Thank you.
God bless you, girl.
Thanks, you too. Well, bless you both.
You
have
too,
a great
Ms.
night.
Deb. All the best.
Thanks.
Hang in there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Doing good, Deb. Melissa, we're going to move to area code 424. And 424, are you there with us?
Hello. Good evening, Gary and Melissa.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are you speaking with?
This is Lynn.
Lynn, all right. Well,
yes.
I'll tell you what, Lynn, this is
yes.
a marvelous Melissa you're about to connect with. Marvelous Melissa, that's a tongue twister. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Melissa. I'm thinking that I would like to have my own business. Do either of you feel or see what type of business that might be?
Well, do you do anything with flowers? Flowers was the first thing that went. Flowers.
I have flowers all around me, the area that I live in out here.
Do you do any,
I
are
love
you drawn
it.
To working with flowers or painting or anything to do with color? Flowers is what.
I love color.
Mm-hmm.
I love color.
Well, you, if
yeah.
you're going to do anything, you know, what do you love? I mean, that's,
yeah.
what
yeah.
do you love is what you're,
well,
you know, what is.
Okay. Well, I like, I used to be in fashion many years ago, and I like pretty
simple clothing, you know, and just simplicity, you know.
It feels more like arranging, though, that you have, like, this gift of being able to put this here and this here and that there and this here and this goes here.
Yeah.
That's what, that seems to be more like your, you know, you can dress up when you're doing it, but it that just seems more like, that seems more like the focus that could unfold if you're open to it. You know, arranging, it could be flower arrangement, it could be furniture arrangement. There's something that sparks you. Does that ring true?
Yes, it does. Someone, kind of suggested someone that I knew that I could be like a clothing, you know, someone
like
that kind of
personal shopper?
Puts clothes together for ladies, you know.
Those are called personal shoppers or personal
stylists.
Stylist. You know, so you could get some business cards together and you get some pictures taken and, you know, do a couple of, you know, do a before and after. You get a couple of your friends together and dress them really frumpy, you know, and then, like, show what you found, like, you know, very reasonably priced. I mean, there's ways of doing this, but the thing is you want to get yourself out there and just let people meet you. In fact, if you see if there's like a boutique in your neighborhood or in your local area that you could go in and just say, you know, get your packet together and just say, this is something I'd be very interested. Are you looking for someone like this or da-da-da-da? Because I know there are shops that really look for people to help them that way.
So
you want to start small and grow your business.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks good. Lapis lazuli and sapphire and all those blue colors are screaming at you right now. They're like, you know, and that's for the throat chakra. So I don't know, you know, if you're drawn to any of those particular kind of stones, but if you have any lapis or sapphire, anything like that, that color resonates really well with you now. So work with that. Even if you don't have a stone, you can look at a picture or get something that is that rich sort of blue. That's one of your guiding colors. So you can do a little homework on that.
Okay.
See what that means to you.
I love that.
Yeah. There you go, girl. Well, will you let us know? Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I want to call you now. Can you help me with this? I need a look. And then maybe you start a blog. Once you get all your tools together, start a blog, like a fashion blog, because they're really big. People love the fashionista blogs. They become very popular very quickly, as long as you have pictures to show, you know.
Yeah, okay, great.
You're on your way, girl. Woo!
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm so excited. Let us know how it goes. Now I'm so excited about what you're going to do. Oh.
I am too. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you again, Miss Lynn.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Thank you, Melissa.
Yes.
Have a great
day.
Yes.
I was just going to add, Lynn. First of all, we got...
Oh, I'm sorry, Gary. I'm sorry. I thought you were, like, working some... Oh, Gary.
Well, I was off on space here for a minute, but just want to let you folks know, 813 and 620 will be with you next. Lynn, I was feeling the same thing when Melissa was talking about that. A lot of style, a lot of artistic sort of work, a lot of visionary type work, you know, as opposed to bricklaying or something, you know. Maybe that's not appropriate, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I really felt when she was saying that you've got, and I think you have a fair idea of what some of those talents are, but if you do some research and you check out what other people are doing in that area, whether it's whether the marketing or offering a service, it's almost like you could be a home decorator or something like that.
Wow,
that's kind of
oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so,
Remember,
if you provide a good service and you do it well and you get people happy and you make them smile and you make their day, it's a win-win, and they're not only going to hire you, they want to let your friends know about you. Melissa hit it on the target. You got a lot of this good creative talent, and don't be afraid to tap into it.
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
And I'm going to add one more thing, Lynn. When we have a lot of questions and we don't know which way to turn, sometimes it's good to just meditate on, God, I want the answer. I want you to give me a little clarity. Give me a little direction and start watching the signs.
Yes.
You know, set your mind that way and start watching how the universe responds, because it will. It really will.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you, girl?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You too, Lynn. God bless you. Stay happy. What a
God bless body. You. God bless you both. Thank you. And have
Thank
a good
you,
evening.
Lynn. You
Thank
too.
You. Thank you.
Stay
Bye.
Stylish, girl.
Amen. We are moving on. And Lynn, again, you can tune back into this show about an hour later and check with the archives. So
now,
be sure to check back with us.
It's your turn next. I want to hear some more lithomancy. Like, people have a lisp. Is it lithomancy?
Lithomancy.
People have a lisp, so it's lithomancy. It's always lithomancy, whether you have a lisp or not.
That's right. And it's like lithograph, you know. So if you ever forget, it's not a very well-known art. It's not a very well-known word, for that matter. And I just happened to meet a lady in 1980 who gave readings like this, and was one of the only person I've ever met who does it. She taught me, and it's an incredible system. So 813, if you'd like a lithomancy reading, let us know. Are you there with us, 813?
Hi, Gary. Hi, Melissa. I would love to have a lithomancy reading.
All right. Who are we speaking with?
It's my name is Brenda.
Brenda.
Brenda. I like Hello. To call your name. Brenda. Brenda, you're not calling from Jersey, though. I like the name Brenda. It's awesome. Brenda.
Got a beautiful ring. Where are you from, Brenda? Just curious.
I grew up in California, but I'm in Tampa, Florida right now.
Ooh la la.
Okay.
How's Tampa? Is it hot and humid, or is it getting cool with the equinox?
It's hot and humid. Today was raining.
Oh, lucky. But will you send some rain to L.A., please? Can you just put it in a bottle and mail it?
Melissa,
I do love it.
I thought y'all got some out there because of the hurricane out there. It didn't hit L.A.?
You know, I don't know what the hurricane is, Gare, because we got a spit. We got a sneeze from
okay.
the cloud. I don't know. I don't this know.
Interesting. Well, we're going to pray for some rain for California, won't we, Brenda? We'll push some out there to the Californians.
Thank you. We can use that. That would be so awesome, you guys.
All right. Well, Brenda, I'll tell you what. I'm charging up these 16 stones and going to put your energy into them, and I'll give you basically what I see in the next couple months, and then we'll let Miss Melissa add the icing to the cake, I suppose. And
I'll be the coda.
You'll be the coda.
The
there you go.
I'll be the coda and the tag at the end.
The refrain. All you have to do, my dear, when it feels appropriate to you, Brenda, is just say drop one time real clearly, and I'll tell you what I see. I'll drop these stones and tell you what I see, okay?
All right.
So wherever you say, there you go. You're ready to go. Well, you know, it looks like you're looking back at some relationship things, some difficult problems you've been through, even involving your emotions and your home and so forth. But because ever in spite of this, you're starting to take some good positive action in your life here, and good refreshing way you look at your direction, your emotions, your luck, how you feel about men, and how you feel about your new plans. So just because the light got a little dim recently and kind of, like helping you evolve to the next step, sort of let go of what you can't change, so you get this feeling of emotional contentment in the future rather than just sort of having straightened it out from the past. You can actually recreate a lot of luck for yourself and good feeling. And it feels like that's what you're learning here just in this first week, is to really look forward to what your next plans are and how you're going to use your energy and how you're going to focus your direction here in the next couple days and week. Because by the second week here, because of a lot of decision-making on your part and a lot of just like exuberance, determination, you're going to find you're starting to get pretty lucky about things. And it's going to help you a lot with direction in your life, especially where it comes to relationships. And certainly to issues about career. Maybe things getting kind of old or stale or confusing in the past is the avatar, the catalyst for fresh change and fresh vision, and it indeed feels like that's happening here in this first week. Because like I said, by the third week here, you have your eyes on like a whole new series of commitments for yourself. How you're going to deal with love, how you're going to deal with decision making, how you're going to start seeing a lot of fresh paths open for yourself rather than the sort of the frustration of those you've survived. It's like, yep, survived them. Now you're ready to go again, twice as strong, twice as determined. Is this making sense to you, my dear?
It definitely is. Thank you.
Okay, because really by the fourth and fifth week here, you've got a lot of good positive creative energy coming out of yourself, and you're able to really start not only making fresh plans, but you have a fresh sense of stability, purpose, direction, getting all your ducks lined up, so to speak, which is what you're deciding here in this first week and so forth. And by the eighth and ninth week, you're going to have quite a fresh composition for yourself. There's certainly a lot more confidence, certainly looking forward in life to where you're going, as opposed to trying to clean out the debris from the past. And from the 9th to the 12th week, you'll be able to look back and see how much you have really been able to let go of, consciously let go of. And that not only has that helped you with fresh ideas about relationships and plans and place and emotions, but it's also showing you how you've consciously healed yourself, let go. So you're not looking in the past for satisfaction as much as you know it's in the future, and you're going to bring it to yourself. And your ability to heal is going to be so advanced as you start out this cycle with a lot of fresh determination. Don't worry about what you don't know or can't figure out yet. It'll come in time. And by the end of this 3-month period, you're going to be real pleased with your sense of balance and harmony. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Thank you so much.
You too. Melissa, you got anything to add to that, my dear?
I just wanted to know, is there something specifically that has been pressing on your mind that you wanted to talk about?
Well, he pretty much answered the career thing for me. There is something pressing on my mind. If you could tell me about my what's going to happen with my father. He's not well, and he's been in and out of the hospital, and it seems like it's been very rocky. I don't know where we're heading right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm getting close to the end, or if he's going to recover from this and we're going to be able to move forward and I get a little more time with him.
He's not ready to pass yet, and of course we are never allowed to know that about anyone, a person's pet or any, you know, it's just we're not allowed because that's the soul's divine message, and that's between the soul and the divine, but, you know, we can always give guidance as we're guided. Just, you know, enjoy every precious moment that you do have. You can't live his life for him. You can help to relieve a little pain, but make sure that while you're going through this, you take better care of yourself when you're going through it, because you have a tendency to just kind of lose yourself in the moment with it, which is lovely because you're dedicated and devoted, but at the same time, sometimes you forget that you've got to have the chicken soup once in a while, and you've got to have an early to bed once in a while, because you've got to keep your energy going. You need more leafy green vegetables in your nutrition, is what's being shared. So right now, your dad is not ready to go. That much is being shared. He's trying to figure out how his life legacy is to be, and that's very sacred work that he does in dream state. Your job right now is to just love yourself through it and just be present. Just be present and inspired in the moment, and don't fret about it. There's nothing you can do because it's his soul guiding his ship. So you do what your soul guides you to do. And don't give the importance of his passing as much importance as his living right now. Enjoy his living right now. Even though he's going through all these shifts, he's doing it the right way. Make sure those doctors are honest with you. Just, you know, face them right down, or anybody that you have to talk to medically, just say, I want the truth and I need to know, you know, A, B, and C.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on this past couple weeks, and that's where it's been extremely emotional.
Sure. And, you know, it's a big transitional shift right now in consciousness. So what a timely thing how profound that is, that your father is so in tune to what's going on in these higher lessons that he is experiencing. So you're just, you know, you're devoted, and you just take better care of you while you go through this as well.
Okay. That's what my friends keep telling me.
Wow. Oh. Well, Brenda, even though you're not from Jersey, you know, you are from Tampa, and we're loving it, you know, and you were from California, so it's all perfect.
Thank you, guys. I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
We love you.
God bless
you. Take care,
too.
And all the best.
Hey, he's a good man. He's a good man. God bless. He's
a
very
good
man. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Be at peace, girl.
Thank you.
And you'll offer him peace. Okay?
That's what I'm trying. I pray for him all the time.
Good, girl. God bless you. Stay empowered.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Take care, Brenda.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Brenda. Now we got a bunch of people calling in right now, so we're taking them in again in the order of calls. And 602, you've been here for a while, like some of these other callers. Are you with us, 602?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
This is Shiloh.
Shiloh?
Yeah.
That's a very beautiful name. Shiloh, meet Melissa. Melissa, throw some magic on Shiloh, and then we'll know what to do next.
Hi, Shiloh. Good evening. How can we help you?
I have two pressing issues, so whatever one comes through is more important to you, I guess.
If you could, you be specific which one you want answered, it'll make it flow better.
I guess the relationship one.
Okay, can you ask, what would you like to know?
Yeah, I feel like I'm supposed to be learning something right now that apparently I'm not, because nothing I'm doing right now is making any sense to me whatsoever. Like, I felt like I was on track for a minute, and then now I'm not, and I'm just
right.
Not myself. I'm, like, doing things that I wouldn't ordinarily do, and I don't know what's going on with me.
Yeah. You're being way, way too hard on yourself. And I just wrote this down, and I keep my eyes closed, and I'm sitting here sort of in a semi, like with the evening light coming through, and I should have just written it much bigger, but you're being too hard on yourself, and what your guys they're sharing, you don't have to push in this situation. It's kind of making you in a revolving door that won't stop. It's like you're trying to get out, and you can't stop. And it's not the healthiest place for you anymore. You're outgrowing the need to be in a relationship of this temperament, is what your guides are sharing. So let go. Just let it go. And what they're sharing is just go on about your business, let it go, and when you let it go, you're going to be able to feel your way through it better. Right now, it's like, it's almost like you had like a dozen eggs in your apron is the image, and you dropped some of them. And it's like you're trying to gather all the eggs before they all fall, and they're all trying to fall out of your apron. So instead of picking up the ones that are all broken, take care of the ones that aren't, is the metaphor. So, you know, take care of what is. And when you don't get your needs met, it's okay to move on. You know, and when you find yourself in a position of doing what you're not normally used to doing and it's making you feel bad about yourself, then you're doing how do your guides want to say it? You're ending up having to do the work of two people when all you're supposed to do is your gig and come together with somebody else. So you haven't done anything wrong, so stop punishing yourself. Stop beating yourself up is what your guides are sharing. And don't be so hard on yourself. Don't push this situation. Take the eggs that didn't drop and go make a great omelet or a souffle or a casserole or something for you, and just let it go. Gather your garden and move forward. What do you think, Gare?
Oh, I pretty well agree with you. I was listening to what you were saying. I do think you're too hard on yourself, Shiloh. I think you need to lighten up and enjoy things a lot more. Just be more spontaneous. Be more ready to let miracles happen rather than see too many problems. Problems are real, but we have problems in order to learn solutions, and we don't want to concentrate too much on the problem. We want to start concentrating on the solution. because that makes the problem worth it, I guess is the best way to put it. It makes it so life has meaning, you know. It's not just a series of complicated, ununderstandable series of events. So believe in yourself, Shiloh. Meditate, be at peace. I think it's going to give you a lot of direction. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, really be at peace. Start planning to have miracles happen for yourself. Because when you do, you set yourself up for them to happen. And when stuff gets kind of bad and complicated, the best technique you can learn in life is to let go of it. Let go and move on. You won't sort it all out immediately. You may not understand it all immediately. But if you let go, you fly freer. And then you can the understanding can come in. It can't come in when you're all held up, when you're in knots. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yeah.
And if you find yourself grieving and you have grief, honor those feelings. You know, grief comes in many forms. You know, a song, you hear a song and it makes you think of something, and then you allow that to pass through. Honor it and then move forward. You know, don't hold that in and pretend you're not feeling things. That's the worst mistake you could make for yourself. And when Gary's sharing about meditating, go outside under a tree and just feel the roots of that tree protecting you, and listen to the sound of the wind and feel nurtured by that energy. You have a good connection with that.
Okay.
That help you, dear?
We'll see.
Yeah, just let it help you. The one thing that I know more than anything is from a near-death experience, and it's the only real, absolutely real thing I know in my whole life. There's so much infinite power, infinite love that we can tap into. But you have to think big and be ready to tap into it and be ready to really have good miracles. And it takes a letting go of all the crap that ain't working so you can find the things that do. Don't be afraid to make big advances, dear. Think big. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You got like the best name ever, Shiloh. Nobody can say that.
Hey, man.
That's like the coolest name on earth.
You win the name award, my dear. God bless you, dear.
Cool. Thanks. Have a good night.
Good night, Shiloh.
Have a good night, dear.
Bye-bye.
We have several more callers. We'll get to as many as we can, you folks. Just let you know, 111, you're next, and then 505. So,
contact us for readings, guys. You know, this is just a little taste, and we're so grateful to be working with you. But, you know, when you get your funds together, you know, we're not money whores. We're not money grubbers. We get paid for our services because this is our life's work. So, you know, don't be afraid to, down the line, you know, to book. I mean, I know, Gary, I don't know how, I do 15 minutes and half hour, 45, an hour. Gary, I think you probably do similar. I don't know what your breakdown
is.
Yeah,
I do 30, 45 minutes and an hour, and rates are real reasonable. I charge $60 for a half an hour, $75 for 45 minutes, $90 for an hour. I record it. And you can look at my website, go to Yelp, get a lot of good recommendations. And both Melissa and I have been doing this for a while. It's not like we just picked up a throat egg last week, you know.
Yeah. This has been our life's work since we were kids. So.
And one thing that makes you better at life is being open to it, experimenting, trying, learning. And when you get a problem, go, there's bound to be light at the end of the tunnel. And then you'll see it. Then you'll see it. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Are you with us? 1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Gary.
Who are we speaking with, my dear?
Hi, this is Patricia.
Patricia, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hello, yeah. Patricia.
Hello.
Hello,
Melissa,
Gary,
throw a little magic.
I was
going to
say, isn't it some time for some lithomancy?
Well, would you like a lithomancy reading, Patricia?
Yes. Right now, it seems like I'm being pelted and pounded upon with so much stuff from every direction. But the job, this current one I had is just really a mess. The people and the clients are a mess. I'm going to leave it. I'm a full-time student as well. I'm a sound auto engineering student, and I'm looking for another job, just entry level, something that I can start getting experience, but also start earning some money.
What city are you in?
I'm in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, fabulous!
And I'm, like I said, I've want to work a third shift preferably, and that's just because it would free up, I can continue to go full-time during the day, and if I did something, you know, in the afternoon, maybe sleep or whatever. But, yeah, if I can get some clear, and this, as I said, this job, I'm a product demonstrator, and the actual company is in another state, but the client is here, and just suddenly they're just acting up and out, and it's like, okay. It's like, okay, you know, I'm fine, you know, with leaving and going, but see, I believe they're trying to get me to quit and whatever. But anyway, and also, you know, I want to start, you know, a business with as an animal communicator. And I started, you know, communicating with, you know, dead animals, not intentionally. It just happened.
I think you've got more irons in the fire than you give yourself credit for, Patricia.
Okay.
And I really do. And good irons. And I'll tell you what, whenever you want to, if you just say drop, I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple of months, including your career change, okay?
Thank you.
So all you have to do, my dear, well, I just did right then. I hope, did you say drop, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, I thought so. And not only are you ready to go, the Playstone and Neptune are right at the start. So they're saying that more than anything, you start dreaming big and good about what you want to have happen in spite of the disappointments you've had. Because what you're going to go through in the next couple weeks, and probably sooner than that, is making a lot of decisions about yourself, how you're not going to look at the things that aren't working for you. You're going to really imagine things opening up for you. What I was feeling while you were talking, a couple of things you said, first of all, Ohio, and then the fact that you're a woman, that you're in car things, I felt so much uniqueness there. Really uniqueness. Like, well, they'll want you just because you're unique. Now, who they are, I'm not exactly sure, but you know more about the possibilities in that area. And the main thing I want you to really concentrate on is not the fact that things have been tough or confusing, but how you're going to come out ahead, how you're going to win that 100-yard dash. And if you're running a 100-yard dash, you don't want to think trip, 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 trip. Hell yeah, you can trip, but don't. That's not what you want to be concentrating on. So more than anything right now, you want to really get your mind into this, no matter how hard you knock me down or what happens, God, I'm going to get up twice as strong, and I'm going to come out ahead on this. Now, it takes you maybe a couple of days to kind of get in sync with this, but the more you get in sync with that feeling, the more it becomes a reality to you. It's not a your own self talking to yourself. It's like a mental spiritual construct you're making, and it starts not only helping you cure a lot of your fears and your doubts about the future, but it actually starts helping you get the future together. It helps you be able to know how to present yourself better so you can sell yourself to like the first person you see in a new hiring position. You know, you look that guy or that woman in the eyes and say, I'm the person for you. You know, that's your sense of conviction and strength. That's what you really need. You've got talent. You're in the right place. You've got good education. You've got the tools, even if you increase on those. What you really have to do is believe in yourself and just not settle for anything less, because that'll start opening up a lot of fresh doors for you and put your doubts away, so you can grab the good stuff and not have to grab the doubts in the process. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Be inspired, my dear. Does that help you, Patricia?
Yeah.
And focus on school, Patricia. Patricia, focus on school. Your guides are yelling in my ear, focus on school. So as you focus on school, everything else will start to really take wing.
Okay. All right.
Good luck, girl.
Thank you.
Good surprise coming, Patricia. Don't talk yourself out of them. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
God bless you, girl.
God bless you both.
Take care.
We are going. It's been fun, Melissa. We got about 5 minutes left. We're going to try and get to a couple more callers. Right now,
Yay.
We're at 505. 505, are you with us?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Yes. What? Who are we speaking with, my dear?
My name is Angelina.
Angelina,
Angelina Ballerina, did you call last week?
Yeah, yes, I did. I was hoping to have, because I get nervous calling in, and I don't feel like I really got to the nitty-gritty or asked what I really wanted to. But basically, I was just wondering more specifically what spirit or guidance would have me know about what classes and what job I can take right now, what classes I can take and what job I can take.
I'm not getting anything because I read for you last time. So, Gary, are you getting anything?
I feel like you've got a couple different career things you could do. I don't think you've investigated the possibilities near as much as you need to in order to come to some strong decisions. And I feel like you have a lot more intellectual ability than you'd be able to use. So I don't know if you're going to go back to school or thinking about that, but it feels like that could help. Right now, I think the main thing for you is to almost write yourself a list of what you'd like to have happen and what you believe and so forth. The reason I say a list is something you can look at, and you can juggle things around, like screenwriters use 3x5 business cards and flip scenes around. So try to make some techniques like that where you can inspire yourself to look at your own interests, and you've got more interest than you're ready to you allow yourself to have faith in and believe in. So stir up that energy and start writing things down for yourself, because that'd be the best way for you. For you. Pardon me?
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
Yeah, try that. Well, you don't have to stay confused, girl. Start writing down. The first thing you want to do is just write down some ideas you'd like to have happen, and then go do some research on them. You need to do more research. There's not a magic answer. There's an answer that you feel comfortable with, and you do that by reinvesting your time. And even if you didn't figure it out the first time, doesn't mean you can't this time. We're going to try and get one more caller, Angelina. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Thank you so much for your help. Much love.
Think big. Think outside the box. Write down some stuff, and then rejuggle it. It really will help you. We've got about 2 minutes left, Melissa. I'm going to let you take this. This is 949. Are you there, 949? Oops, excuse me, 949. Got to get you on here. 949, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hi, I was calling in regards to I'm at a crossroads in my life.
What's your
right
name,
now.
Him? What's your name, darling?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Selena.
I'm sorry? It's okay. What's your name?
Selena.
Selena.
Yeah, Selena. I'm at a crossroads in my life, and I just wanted to know what direction, or is there something I should be doing in particular right now? I know I need to complete for my schooling. I need to complete that. I'm like, is that something that should be pressing now for me, or is there something else I need to be doing?
Melissa,
feel like
we have about a minute and a half, Melissa. You got it, dear.
What's being shared is like A+. So I guess school is probably going to be the one that's going to be the springboard for all the other things you want to do. Make sure that when you're at school that you're staying open to other things while you're in school. You know, like if there's something that interests you and you're going to go maybe listen to a speaker or do other things, let that be, like, let the tributaries occur from the main source of what you're doing, which is schooling. That feels like that's going to open up more doors than anything. Gary?
Okay.
What do you think?
I missed the first part. You were looking for
with staying in school, as long as Selena takes care and tries other things while she's in school, like if she gets inspired to go to hear a lecturer or somebody invites her, to make sure that that's the tributaries that are feeding off of being in school are going to be what moves you forward.
I feel that way, too. And, Selena, you have no idea what kind of great surprises life can bring, so you think that way. We all know it can bring confusion, but start thinking in terms of great discoveries and you just stumbling onto things and you being at the right place, the right time for the right inspiration, and you'll start seeing it. And that's about all the time we have tonight, Selena. Melissa, it's been fun. See you next week, my dear. Love
all right,
good
night, everybody. Thanks, Gare.
Good night, folks. See you next Monday. Tune in next week. God bless.